It's 1930 UTC, which means I'm staring at a marmot. Yep, there he is. Oh, and as I start talking and get a little closer now, he's jogged off into the weeds a little bit. My name's Tobe, and you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day as we go out and look for marmots and mushrooms and a lot of other things that start with the letter M. I'm sneaking up on Mr. Mati's little den here now. I'm gonna see if he's looking at me, if he wants to stick his head out of the hole and look at me. Oh, I see a butt. I see a Mati tail. Oh, hi, Mati. And there he goes, into his Mati hole. Okay, see you later, Mati. And we're gonna keep on walking up Marmot Alley here. Here's a regular squirrel, a red fox squirrel. He's just sitting there looking at me. Oh, now he's gonna go zipping off into the weeds. Hi, squirrely. He's right by another marmot den. I'm looking for Mati's in there too, but I don't see any. I heard something. Yeah, probably nothing. Well, it's a fairly decent day out here today. It is a bit warm, but it is overcast. It's kind of humid, and I think it might have rained last night a little bit. Not much. Everything's totally dry here now. But seems like I remember some rain, hearing some rain in the wee hours before I went to bed. And so now I'm walking across another footbridge, and as I do this, I am remembering that I had a dream last night about this bridge. And I was here when they were cutting down some trees around it. That's a weird dream to have, but, you know, whatever. It's not like I have any normal kinds of dreams. Last few nights I've been having all sorts of strange dreams. I don't know what it is. I think it's just all of the general stress in my life. And now I know what you're thinking. Tobe, what stress could you possibly have? Oh, I don't know. Any number of things could be stressing me out. But that's beside the point. There were lots of great, great movies on TCM last night. I watched a few of them, including but not limited to Charlie Varrick, a very, very cool sort of bank robbery movie starring none other than Walter Matthau. Now, if you're sick and tired of Walter Matthau playing the same old grumpy character, I don't blame you, because so am I. Which is one of the things that surprised me the most about this film. He is not cast in his normal stereotype, or at least his casting type. What was that? Something just ran across the trail up here ahead of me, something little. Maybe it was a bun. And now I don't see where he went. It might have been a Mati. It might have been a bun. Who knows? All right, so I'm out looking for mushrooms and marmots. Here's a little stick. It's got some orange mat on it, but it hasn't produced any mushrooms yet. That's cool. And why do I get the suspicious feeling that I'm being watched? Like, is there some deer watching me in the forest? Ooh, there's a stump that's got some nice auriculum on it. The ubiquitous tree ears. And you know what else is funny? I was checking the various sports channels last night to see if I was going to get any Australian rules football. I didn't, which was a minor disappointment. And when I was on one of those sports channels, they were doing some show about all the 200 greatest UFC fighters of all time, and they were doing these interviews of various fighters and showing their heads close up, and so you get to see these guys' mangled ears, the horrible cauliflower ears. And some of these guys, oh, here's the deer that I heard. Okay, so I'm standing here. Oh, now she looks up and now she can see me. I am 1, 2, 3. I'm about 5 or 6 meters away from a female deer. I'm going to see if I can move into a better position to take a photograph. And she's just sitting here looking at me in the forest. Oh, and as soon as I pull the camera up into position, she takes off. Well, she hasn't quite left. Hi, baby. Oh, come on, turn around. Every time I put the camera up, she's working her way back. And now I can't see her. So you know what this means? I'm going back. She's on that deer path up there. So I'm turning around. I'm gonna turn the flash off of my camera here. Oh, it was on auto. I don't want to flash the deer, so they're gonna... Okay. Do-do-do-do-do. We're gonna do a sneaky move. I'm backtracking at a rate. It's a little bit faster than my normal walk to where there's this deer path that we often take. Here's where it comes out. I gotta rub up against some nettles here. Hope I don't get any on me. Probably walking through a lot of webs, and this kind of is questionable, but I'm doing okay so far. Okay. I'm through the worst of it. And now we can... Oh my god, here's another one. Or is this the same one? That might be the same one. Zip, zip, zoodle. I just spooked her before I could take a picture. I wouldn't have been able to get any kind of picture out of that anyway. Okay. So I'm walking along the deer path. By the way, did I mention that I'm at OPPD? You can hear the traffic of the interstate loop zipping by. And she went... Yeah, okay, now I'm coming up to the intersection of the deer path where we used to be able to turn left, but those trees have fallen down and now we can't get up there. And here's some more auricularia. Auriculum, oh, yep. And there she is. Hi, baby. Can't get a picture worth a damn because the foliage is so thick. But she's hiding right up there in the hook where we used to be able to go up there, but now we can't. Hi, I see you. Oh, so we have to turn left instead and work our way back out of the forest. Yeah, so it's true that I run into deer all the time. And you know what's kind of weird is I had the feeling earlier. I was thinking, oh, it's Sunday. Or whatever day this is. Tuesday? And I was thinking, oh, maybe there won't be very many people at OPPD. And when I got here, there weren't. You know, there's like 4 cars here, which is, you know, very few. And so I thought, oh, maybe I'll run into a deer. And here we are, running into a deer. Now, kind of working my way up this other path to where the other deer trail comes out. And I don't think she's going this way. I'm pretty sure she's not. But we're gonna go this way anyway. Oh boy. Really wish I could get a picture of my dear friend. But I don't know if that's gonna happen. I have to explain to my dear friends that, oh no, this is not a gun. I'm not going to try to shoot you. I just want to take pictures. And here is where the deer path comes out. And I'm not going to walk up there because there's a lot of nettles. There's no way I'm going to get through there without getting killed by nettles. So I've turned around. And I'm now walking back down the same path I came up. Oh, here's a whole ton of little caprinus. a massive flush, probably 100 mushrooms, all in a 1/4 square foot area. Call it 15 centimeters square. But I will not take a picture. Speaking of which, I should check my camera, make sure it's not in macro mode. It is. Well, I'm glad I caught that when we did. Otherwise, good thing I didn't take any pictures. We wouldn't have been able to see them anyway. They've been all out of focus because I was in macro mode. Now I'm in normal mode, so now we can take pictures of deer. If we can find them. And there is definitely a deer back there. Oh, I like deer. They're so nice. All right, let's go back up this end of the deer trail. Let's see if our buddy is still back there. There she is. I don't see her yet, but she couldn't have gone far. And she's hanging out in the spot where they love to hang out that we can't get to anymore. There's my buddy Deers. Alright, I'm coming up to the intersection. And where's my buddy? I don't see her. She has moved. Where did my deer buddy move to? I'm right up as far as I can go here. And here we are on the tree that has fallen down that has blocked the path. And boy, there is auricularia auriculum all over it. But now my deer isn't in sight. I wonder if she went back to where we first saw her. And man, all this stress is starting to make me sweaty. It is really humid. Maybe we shouldn't have come out today. Okay. I'm staring into the woods. I got that 1,000-yard stare. I don't see anything. But boy, oh boy, am I looking. I'm looking. I wonder if she might have gone that way, or did she go this way? This is probably the same deer I saw the other day who disappeared on me. It's a good stealthy deer with excellent leet deer skills, just disappearing on me at will. Yeah, I have now lost her. Cannot find that deer anywhere. Where did she go? Oh, now I'm walking into tree branches because I'm not paying any attentions. All right. Well, oh wait. Yeah, I think I got her. Yep, there she is. She's out. She's not quite in the woods. She's over in the area, in that sumac area that's been trimmed, but all the sumac has grown back up. I don't know if she can see me or not. She can probably hear me. I'm making enough noise to wake the dead, as usual. And then I gotta walk between these stupid nettles. Okay, I'm making my way off of the deer path here so that I can turn my camera on and walk over here. I'm walking up to the sumac patch, and I'm wondering if we're going to be able to get a shot along the side of the sumac. Oh, yeah, there she is, staring right at me. Hi, lady! And there's no shot. I got no photograph here. Well, maybe I should just start snapping pictures anyway. I can't even see her on my camera's screen. That's the weirdest part. There's people coming up behind me. They see her too. She's staring right back at us. And I'm about, 1, 2, 3, maybe 10 meters away. And she's working her way back into the forest now. I'm gonna sneak up here. No, she's hooking back towards the sumac and she's not paying attention to me anymore. I'm gonna keep on creeping up here because now the sumac is blocking the view. So she goes over to the other side of the sumac. Maybe we can beat her to it. And take some pictures. Take some pictures as she exposes herself. There's some birds freaking out over there. Yeah, there she goes. Can't get a picture, but she's still deep in the woods. Hi, I'm waving at her. Might as well turn the camera off. We're not gonna get jack. Oh man, what a lovely animal. She's working her way away from me still. She's gonna be exiting the forest if she keeps going in that direction. And now, there's enough trees between me and her that I can barely see her. She made a sound that time. I'm on you, girly. Yeah. Now, what do I do? Do I go down here further? If I go down here, I'm not going to be able to see her. But it would be a good spot to wait. Hi, and she's still looking at me. She knows I'm here. Alright, let's go back down to this footbridge that goes over the creek. Is she gonna come down the creek? Is she gonna go to the creek to get a drink? If so, we might be able to get a picture when she comes into view. Moving down here, I'm kinda starting to sweat and it's kinda starting to hurt. Oh no, we're not going to get any pictures this direction. It's more dense this way. Yeah, if you look down this end of the, on this side of the footbridge, it's all nice and clear. This is where we saw her before. But if you look upstream from the footbridge, it's so dense you can't see jack. We could sit here and hope maybe she comes up and walks by. Or what? I don't know. Don't know what our options are here. Alright, so I'm moving back a little bit and I'm gonna work my way towards the sumac patch. And the whole time, I'm looking into the forest to see where she is. Okay, I'm back to where I can see her a little bit. She's just hanging out back there. What's she doing? I can't really tell. I can just kind of see her butt. Her whitetail butt. Oh yeah. Okay, now I can see her a little bit better. And yes, she's just still staring right back at me. Wondering what's going on up here. Well, I'm probably causing this animal some distress at this point. She's saying, why is somebody following me around? No, don't worry. I'm not going to shoot you. I'm not the hunter. I'm just your friend. I'm your nice friend. Hi. I'm waving again. Hi. All right. Well, I wonder if we should keep moving. We probably should. I do not want to cause this animal any too much distress. We're not here to hassle the dudes. We're here to be friends with the dudes and take pictures of them. Ooh, daddy, it is, I don't want to say warm, but it is warm. It's hot. It's humid. Thank God there's no sun. But I am now just sweating buckets. This is unpleasant. It's very stingy out here. I don't know what the humidity is. Oh, it's better than 70%. All right, so should we walk further up? Yeah, we might as well walk up into here. There's a lot of bird feathers on this trail today. There was clearly some bird combat. Now, I smell perfume. Is that me just sweating? Or am I on the trail of somebody else who is sweating? I hear people noises over there. And they are upwind for me, so there we have it. You know, I don't think I want to go up there. Well, once again, I'm turning right around, walking past the areas that I've already walked by two or three times, looking into the forest in case there's any deer. Often, we'll get more than one. Deer often travel together. There's been multiple times where, you know, if you see one deer, start looking around a little bit more carefully, you might see another one. And I have many, many times. But not today, as of yet. So I'm checking. All right. And I'm kind of making my way back to where we can see the deer. I'm walking. This is great. We saw a marmot today. And we've got this deer. And I so want to get a picture of this deer, but they are very camera shy. Alright, can I see the deer from here, or am I just imagining things? I'm about 15 meters away from where I was. I think I'm just imagining things. Because as I get closer to the spot where I can see the deer, I am no longer seeing her. Now, I wonder, which way did she go? Yeah, I don't see her. She's been doing her disappearing deer tricks. I wonder which way she went. I'm looking through the forest. Man, the funny thing is you can't see 20 meters into the forest here because it's so dense. So I'm gonna go right back down here to the footbridge. I'm not seeing anybody. Don't see my deer. Where did she go? Maybe she wants to do that thing we saw her do last time where she walks across a path and goes down there. That'd be great. Because then we could get some pictures. But I don't see her. Where, oh where, could my deary friend be? It is a most elusive deer. Okay, so just in case, I'm going to turn on my camera as I cross the footbridge here. Could that deer get over the stream? That's what I'm wondering. Is there a place to jump over the stream up there where she could get out and be up here somehow? Well, if she is, there's no way we're going to see her in all of this growth. In the early spring, this is like a field. But right now, it's more like a, well, tall grass prairie, except it's not, you know, grass. There's sumac and stuff back there. And all kinds of blah, blah, blah. So, am I going to cross the footbridge again? Go back into the forest? Yes, I am. Oh, I want to get a picture of my deary friend. But probably not going to. Now that's something I'm going to have to figure out. Next spring or this fall, when all this ground cover dies off, I'm going to have to go back there, upstream of this creek, and see if there's a place where they can get across. It doesn't seem like, well, there's no obvious spot. This creek is too wide for them to step across, but they could jump if they had enough run-up. It wouldn't take much. And if they had a place to land the jump, which again, wouldn't take much, but it is mighty dense back there. And I really, really need to know. Now, where did she go? Oh, there's some people sneaking up behind me. Well, they're not very sneaky, they're very loud. I can hear them, but I doubt they can hear me. Now, I'm back in that spot where I was able to see the deer. And boy, all of my observational powers are coming up short today. She either moved, and moved a good enough distance, but I can no longer see her. Maybe she came back to the sumac. Is she up here in the sumac? Well, we're gonna find out. You can probably hear those people behind me by now. Where did she go? All right, I'm pretty much standing in the sumac patch on the south end, and I do not see her. Don't know where she went. So let these idiots walk past me. Yeah, they've got no clue that they're being watched by deer right now. Do 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 do. We're clueless idiots. Yeah. And of course they have no curiosity as to why there's a guy standing here with a bunch of equipment ignoring them and staring off into the forest. It doesn't occur to them that he might be watching something. What's that back there? Is that my dude or is that just a stump? That looks like it's just a stump. Well, once again, it looks like I lost my dear friend. Good stealth, deer. That's a good deer. We want deers to have good stealth like that so that they can avoid hunters. Because who needs to kill one of these when you got plenty of meat to go buy in the grocery store? Anyway, due to the heat and humidity, I'm going to start working my way back to the car. Just because this is starting to get unpleasant for me. And what we're going to do is we're going to walk down Marmot Alley and see if we can see any motts, any more motts. Because we already saw one of our buddies. So here we go. We're walking across this little footbridge again. I'm looking upstream. And I can't see anything. She'd have to be pretty close for me to be able to see her from this vantage point. And no, I'm not seeing anything, so. Alright. Where are we at here? Here we are, coming out of the forest. I'm walking down Marmot Alley, and I don't see any marmots out in the grass. They're probably all hanging out back here in the tree line, or the weed line, as the case may be. You've been listening to the Dubious Marmot and Deer Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So stay tuned tomorrow. Okay, I'm walking up to the holes. Where's my Motty friends? Where's my Motty? I don't see anybody in the hole. Oh, there's, I see him in the other hole. There's my Motty. Hi, Motty. Say bye-bye to the radio people, Motty.
Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Communication was something called PCI.